There isn't a wizard in these parts, and...
It will all sort itself out, said Billet pleasantly. The magic has guided me to you, and the magic will take care of everything. It usually does. Did I hear a cry? The blacksmith looked at the ceiling. Above the splash of rain, he could make out the sound of a pair of new lungs at full bore. The wizard smiled. Have 'em brought down here, he said. The cat sat up and looked interestingly at the forge's wide doorway. As the smith called excitedly up the stairs, it jumped down and padded slowly across the floor, purring like a bandsaw. A tall, white-haired woman appeared at the bottom of the stairs, clutching a bundle in a blanket. The smith hurried her over to where the wizard sat.
But,
she began.
This is very important, said the smith, importantly. What do we do now, sir?
The wizard held up his staff. It was man-high and nearly as thick as his wrist, and covered with carvings that seemed to change as the smith looked at them, exactly as if they didn't want him to see what they were.
The child must hold it, said Drumbillet.
The smith nodded and fumbled in the blanket until he located a tiny pink hand. He guided it gently to the wood. It gripped it tightly.
But,
said the midwife.
It's all right, Granny. I know what I'm about. She's a witch, sir. Don't mind her. Right, said the smith. Now what?
The wizard was silent.
What do we do now?
The smith began and stopped. He leaned down to look at the old wizard's face. Billet was smiling, but it was anyone's guess what the joke was. The smith pushed the baby back into the arms of the frantic midwife. Then, as respectfully as possible, he unpried the thin pale fingers from the staff. It had a strange, greasy feel, like static electricity. The wood itself was almost black, but the carvings were slightly lighter and hurt the eyes if you tried to make out precisely what they were supposed to be.
Are you pleased with yourself?
Said the midwife.
Eh? Oh, yes, as a matter of fact. Yes, why?
She twitched aside a fold of the blanket. The smith looked down and swallowed.
No,
he whispered.
He said...
And what would he know about it?
Sneered Granny.
But he said it would be a son.
Doesn't look like a son to me, laddie.
The smith flopped down on his stool, his head in his hands.
What have I done?
He moaned.
You've given the world its first female wizard, said the midwife. Who's a itsy witsy din?
What?
I was talking to the baby.
The white cat purred and arched its back as if it was rubbing up against the legs of an old friend, which was odd, because there was no one there.
I was foolish, said a voice in tones no mortal could hear. I assumed the magic would know what it was doing.
Perhaps it does.
Only I could do something.
There is no going back. There is no going back,
said the deep, heavy voice like the closing of crypt doors. A wisp of nothingness that was Drumbillet thought for a while.
But she's going to have a lot of problems.
That's what life is all about, so I'm told. I wouldn't know, of course.
What about reincarnation? Death hesitated.
You wouldn't like it,
he said.
Take it from me.
I've heard that some people do it all the time.
You've got to be trained to it. You've got to start off small and work up. You've no idea how horrible it is to be an ant.
It's bad.
You wouldn't believe it. And with your karma, an ant is too much to expect.
The baby had been taken back to its mother, and the smith sat disconsolately watching the rain. Drumbillet scratched the cat behind its ears and thought about his life. It had been a long one. That was one of the advantages of being a wizard, and he'd done a lot of things he hadn't always felt good about. It was about time that...
I haven't got all day, you know,
said Death reproachfully. The wizard looked down at the cat and realized for the